All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. This is where we grab a whole stack of sources, jump right in, and try to pull out what you really need to know. Today, we're looking at something that's been, you know, popping up in health and performance discussions, HGH fragment 176-191.
That's right. And maybe the first thing to get really clear on, this is not the whole human growth hormone molecule we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a very specific, much smaller piece. Amino acids 176 through 191, to be exact.
Exactly. So our goal today, our mission for this deep dive, is kind of unpack what makes this fragment different. We want to look at the science, what our sources say about potential benefits, but also the real questions about risks, and just figure out where it stands right now, you know, outside the research lab.
Yeah, it's interesting contrast, isn't it? This idea of a targeted approach versus the whole hormone.
Right.
But as we'll definitely get into, the science, the limitations, it gets pretty complex pretty fast.
Okay, let's start unpacking that. Chemically speaking, what is HGH fragment 176-191?
So the sources describe it as a modified synthetic peptide. If you imagine the full HGH molecule, all 191 amino acids.
It's like a long chain.
Yeah, exactly. This fragment is just the very end bit, numbers 176 to 191, and it's engineered, it's synthetic. It's not the natural hormone itself.
And why? Why go to the trouble of making just that specific end bit?
Well, the core idea, the sort of driving force behind the research, was this thought. Maybe, just maybe, they could isolate the specific part of HGH that's most responsible for burning fat.
Lipolysis, right.
Lipolysis, yeah, breaking down fat cells. The hope was you could get that fat-burning power without necessarily triggering all the other things full HGH does.
Like stimulating growth everywhere.
Right, or impacting insulin sensitivity in the same significant way. That potential for targeted action, that's really where the interest originally sparked.
That targeted idea of focusing just on fat, that leads us straight into the benefits people talk about, the ones highlighted in the sources. And the main focus in the preclinical research, and we should probably keep stressing that preclinical part.
Definitely. Animal studies, lab work mostly.
Was its lipolytic effect, its ability to, you know, stimulate fat breakdown?
Yeah, that's the headline benefit from the lab work.
Yeah.
The studies looked at not just promoting the breakdown of existing fat, but maybe even inhibiting lipogenesis too.
So stopping new fat cells from forming?
Potentially, yeah. The suggested mechanism is that it interacts with fat metabolism pathways, maybe even boosts the enzymes that help your body oxidize fatty acids for energy.
Basically helping you burn fat better for fuel.
Mm-hmm. And some source material does mention it could potentially enhance your overall metabolic rate.
And the examples usually brought up, the sources often cite these animal studies, obese mice, rats in lab settings showing reduced weight gain.
Yeah, those are the commonly referenced ones. And here's an interesting point that comes up in some of those early animal studies.
Okay.
The researchers noted that this weight effect happened, supposedly, without the negative effects on insulin sensitivity that you might see with full HGH in similar animal contexts.
Ah, okay. So that was seen as a potential plus, separating it from the full hormone.
Exactly. That finding from that specific angle of the early research was quite appealing. Now, totally separate from fat metabolism, the sources do briefly mention some other research looking at this fragment.
Oh.
Yeah. Exploring its potential use with certain chemotherapy drugs against cancer cells. But that's obviously a very different field from using it for fat loss.
Right. Very different context. Okay. So we've got these intriguing preclinical findings, mostly from animals, hinting at targeted fat effects. But this feels like where we hit a major caveat in the sources.
Absolutely. This is critical. While those early findings, especially in animals, are, you know, interesting, the sources are really clear on this. robust, large-scale human clinical trials, specifically investigating HGH fragment 176191 for fat loss, they're still very limited.
Extremely limited. So that successful data people might mention.
A lot of that comes from those foundational, often animal-based investigations.
And that's crucial context for you, the listener. When you hear claims about this compound, you need to know where the data actually comes from.
Precisely.
So keeping that limitation firmly in mind, let's flip the coin. Let's talk potential side effects, the risks.
Yeah.
You often hear the claim, oh, it's targeted, so fewer side effects than full HGH.
And the sources kind of push back on that narrative immediately. While it's often marketed as safer,
it's not risk-free.
Definitely not. It is not without potential risks. Some of the more common reported side effects, often anecdotal, mind you, not from large trials,
right,
are things like localized injection site reactions.
Yeah.
You know, redness, maybe some pain, swelling right where it's injected.
Okay, standard injection stuff. But the sources point to potentially more concerning issues, especially around blood glucose.
Yeah, this is where the metabolic impact question gets really important. Some studies mention, even in animal models, showed effects on blood sugar regulation.
Like what specifically?
Well, potentially a temporary rise in blood glucose right after administration, and maybe a more sustained increase in plasma insulin levels. And crucially, the sources highlight a potential reduction in insulin sensitivity.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
You said earlier that some animal studies suggested it didn't have those adverse insulin effects, but now other research, even if it's animal work, does suggest reduced insulin sensitivity.
It does sound contradictory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it really underscores the complexity and maybe the inconsistency in the preclinical data itself. Yes, some early findings were hopeful on the insulin front, but other research does point towards a risk of insulin resistance.
Which is a major health concern.
It absolutely is. Yeah. It means your body isn't responding to insulin properly, not handling sugar effectively. That has serious downstream implications for metabolic health. And the sources even mention a specific part of the sequence, amino acids 178-191 within the fragment, potentially being linked to this issue.
Interesting. So even within that small 176-191 fragment, there might be subsections doing different things, some potentially problematic for insulin.
That seems to be what some of the research suggests. Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds another layer of complexity.
And beyond blood sugar and insulin, what else? Any other general side effects mentioned?
Well, the sources note other general side effects sometimes linked more broadly to peptide use or even full HGH use. Things like headaches, maybe nausea, changes in mood. But it's important to stress these aren't definitively tied specifically to HGH frag 176-191 in large human studies cited in our sources. They're more theoretical associations at this point for the fragment itself.
So the big picture on safety is?
The big takeaway, based on the sources we reviewed, is that the long-term safety profile of this specific fragment in humans just isn't well established. We don't have enough data.
And the regulatory status really hammers that home, doesn't it?
It does. You very often see it marketed by suppliers with a disclaimer, for research purposes only.
Which basically means?
It means it hasn't gone through the rigorous approval process for human therapeutic use by agencies like the FDA or equivalent bodies elsewhere. It's not an approved drug or treatment.
Okay. Now, thinking about the broader context, where do discussions about compounds like this often happen? The sources mention platforms like Huberman Lab, Joe Rogan Experience, maybe conversations involving physicians like Dr. Craig Conover. It might be helpful to understand, just based on the descriptions in our source material, how these kinds of topics are generally framed in those spaces.
Yeah, it's interesting context. Looking at the description for Huberman Lab and the sources, the emphasis is consistently on nailing the fundamentals first.
Sleep, nutrition, exercise.
Exactly. Those are framed as the primary evidence-based levers for health. Any discussion of, say, exogenous substances based on that description tends to come with strong caveats, calls for really careful consideration, understanding the physiology involved, and ideally medical supervision. The focus is on robust science.
Okay. And what about the description of discussions on the Joe Rogan Experience?
The source describes those discussions as often exploring possibilities, sometimes personal experimentation. But it also notes an emphasis often placed on being informed, on seeking professional guidance, especially when dealing with powerful or less understood substances.
So acknowledging the unknowns, the gray areas.
Yeah, and stressing individual responsibility in navigating that.
Then there's Dr. Craig Conover mentioned, described as a physician who uses peptides. What's the approach described there?
Well, the source highlights that his approach involves other peptides that influence growth hormone pathways, things like GHRP6, ipamorlin, sermorelin, tesamorelin, not necessarily HGH fragment 176-191 itself being the focus. And his method, as described, is highly personalized. It involves clinical oversight, looking at individual needs, blood work, potential drug interactions, and importantly, sourcing from reputable compounding pharmacies.
So using these things synergistically, but under strict medical guidance.
That's the key takeaway from that description. It's within a controlled, medically supervised framework.
So it seems even in spaces exploring, you know, cutting edge health topics, the general approach described in the sources really leans on evidence, understanding the risks, and professional oversight when discussing these kinds of compounds.
That's a fair summary of the context provided, yes.
All right, let's try and synthesize all of this. What's the bottom line? The so what? What are the key takeaways for you, the listener, from this deep dive on HGH fragment 176-191?
Okay, summary time. Basically, it's a specific peptide fragment. It showed some early promise, mainly in preclinical studies.
Lab work, animals.
Exactly. For targeted fat loss, potentially acting differently than full HGH. That's the potential upside.
But, and this is a huge but.
The critical gap remains. Comprehensive, large-scale human trials evaluating its safety and effectiveness for fat loss are still missing. We just don't have that level of evidence.
And the potential side effects, especially those concerns raised around insulin sensitivity in some research, even if it's animal research.
They warrant serious attention. That's not something to brush aside lightly.
Then there's the whole regulatory piece. It's not approved for human use as a therapeutic by agencies like the FDA. It's mostly available through these unregulated channels, often carrying that research purposes only label.
And that lack of regulation opens up a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
Right? Serious concerns about what you're actually getting.
Purity issues.
Purity, dosage accuracy, is it what the label says, and the potential for unknown contaminants. It's a real gamble.
So putting all these pieces from the sources together, the conclusion seems pretty clear.
Yeah, the conclusion drawn is that the current scientific evidence for humans regarding HGH fragment 176-191 is just insufficient to support its widespread or unsupervised use for something like fat loss.
It boils down to risk, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to tweak complex biological systems in your body,
mm-hmm.
using substances that haven't been fully studied or understood in human physiology, that inherently carries risk. It's like navigating tricky terrain without a reliable map or proper safety gear. So that wraps up our deep dive on HGH fragment 176-191. We've looked at that appealing idea, targeted fat loss versus the current reality. Limited human data, potential risks.
Yeah. And for anyone out there considering compounds like this, the strongest advice, really echoing the sentiment from those responsible health discussions described in the sources.
Focus on the foundation first.
Absolutely. Double down on the basics. Consistent, healthy lifestyle choices. Nailing your sleep, your nutrition, your exercise. That's always step one.
And maybe step 2, 3, and 4, have an open, honest talk with a qualified medical professional.
Crucial. Someone who can actually look at the evidence, understand the complexities, and give you guidance that's right for you specifically and keeps you safe.
So here's maybe a final thought for you to consider building on this. How do we balance that real excitement that comes with promising early research, the allure of maybe finding a shortcut or a hack,
mm-hmm.
with the need for rigorous, sometimes slow scientific validation to ensure something is actually safe and effective for people to use widely?
That's a really important tension in health and wellness right now. Definitely something worth thinking about.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We hope it's given you a clearer picture of HGH fragment 176-191.
We look forward to the next one.